The Pet Wapiti. Lucy Gould was thrilled when her brothers returned from a trip into the Coast Range with a baby bull elk. She recalled,
"I will never forget how little the creature was, so spindly, so sleek, so pretty. We fed it cow's milk from a bottle until it was strong enough to suck one of our cows, one that would accept him. The orphan calf adjusted to his new mother, but as he grew taller, he found standing for his dinner inconvenient. It was then necessary for him to take a kneeling position. He soon outgrew that position, too, and so, not to be outdone, he would lie down to snack."
The cow and the elk, when separated, communicated. The cow mooing and the elk answering in his peculiar whistling voice. The children called their pet Wapiti, which in the native language meant elk. Wapiti was very gentle and even allowed the children to ride him. He seemed to genuinely love the children as much as they loved him. In time, the elk grew horns, and then, once in a while, he chased the children when they tried to bring in the cows. The day finally came when George Gould thought the 3-year-old elk was too dangerous to keep on the farm.
"The day the Wapiti left was sad for us children. Our last moments with him were spent sobbing. We cut a bit of his hair off of him for a keepsake, and then Father led him away. He took the Wapiti to the Umpqua Valley and traded him for a horse."